Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. On June 12, 2015, Roger E. Olson, a professor of theology at Baylor University, posted a blog article titled, Is Mormonism Christian? It's found on patheos.com, and if you want to follow along with us, you most certainly can do it by looking that up. We've been pointing out some areas that we find to be problematic, and of course, one of the biggest problems that we have with Dr. Olson is that he gets a lot of his understanding of Mormonism from a BYU professor by the name of Robert Millett. Now, some might say, but wait a minute, if Robert Millett's really teaching false doctrine according to Mormonism, why isn't he being chastised for that? I don't have an answer for that. But I will say this, I think that Robert Millett is certainly getting a lot of mileage out of convincing a lot of academics, such as Dr. Olson and even Richard Mao, the former president of Fuller Seminary. So perhaps maybe that's why the church might turn a blind eye to some of the things that Robert Millett has said in many of his books. I don't know, but the fact remains is that even Dr. Olson seems to think that Robert Millett is moving away from the traditional understanding of Mormonism, so that's an issue that they really need to take up. Now, after he finishes this blog, naturally, a lot of people start responding to it. And so he wrote a follow-up titled, What I Learned from the Responses to My Post About Mormonism. This was posted on June 15th, 2015, or 3 days after his original post. Today, we are going to look at some of the things he says in this post.
He starts off by writing, There were almost 200 responses to my blog post titled, Is Mormonism Christian? I approved about half of them. Many were simply off-topic, uncivil, or too long for posting here. This blog is for civil, respectful, constructive dialogue, not preaching, flaming, or advocacy. Many of the comments were by people claiming to be members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I usually gave them the benefit of the doubt. In a few cases, I had reason to suspect they were pretending to be Mormon LDS in order to put the worst face possible on that belief system in church. There are people who are heavily invested in keeping groups they consider cults from being considered anything else. There exists an industry of anti-cult propaganda.
Wow. When I read that, I just couldn't believe it, because this sounds very similar to something that Dr. Craig Blomberg from Denver Seminary has said on at least two occasions, and I heard him personally say it both times. He hinted that those of us that are, I guess, are in this industry, quote-unquote, that Olson uses here, of anti-cult propaganda, that people like us really don't want to see the Mormon church come towards an orthodox understanding of the Christian faith, because basically what they say is we would be out of a job. Now, that's a pretty horrible thing to say about a fellow colleague in the work of the ministry, but it seems odd that these people have no problem slandering fellow Christians as long as they can pander to the Mormon church. Remember, our friend Ron Huggins wrote a paper on this, and he uses that expression that in order to pander to the LDS church, you must slander the Christian brethren. And it's sad to see that guys like Olson and Mao, and sadly, even Dr. Blomberg, do that. And by the way, Dr. Blomberg never apologized, as far as I know, for making that horrible statement about those of us that are in ministry to the LDS people.
It's an accusation that judges our motives. And if you know what Bill and I are doing here, we do this out of love for the Latter-day Saint people. And I know Sandra does and all the other people who are in these kinds of ministries. They could be doing something else, that's for sure. But there's a love for these folks who are very sincere. The Latter-day Saint people are nice people, but they just are not understanding the true biblical doctrines.
Well, when Dr. Olson says, I usually gave these members of the LDS church who wrote him the benefit of the doubt, he goes on to say, in a few cases, I had reason to suspect they were pretending to be Mormon in order to put the worst quote-unquote face possible on that belief system and church. And that's an odd statement. Wait a minute. Dr. Olson, you, in your original blog, went through a number of doctrines that were taught by James Talmage, a Mormon apostle, in a book that he was commissioned to write by the LDS Church leadership at that time. You went on to call those things stereotypical heresies. That was the phrase that he used. Can you imagine a Mormon reading that, seeing these lists of things that I would venture to say most Mormons probably do believe
That's
if
right.
they've been in the church any amount of time? Mm-hmm. And here you are trying to say that these are heresies, quote unquote, as if that's not what Mormons believe any longer. So I don't know what exactly the posts are that he's referring to, but to assume that some people were pretending to be Mormon in order to put the worst face possible. Are you saying that Christians
yes.
are pretending to be Mormons?
He's insinuating that for sure. I don't know anybody who does something like that.
I don't. I've had many Latter-day Saints try to give me the impression that maybe they were evangelical Christians. Of course, it's not hard to expose that because they tend to eventually use terminology and words that Mormons will often use. But I don't know of any Christians who would act like Mormons. Now, I wish I had some examples to go by. That could have happened, but still, the worst face possible. I would venture to say that probably that worst face would be things that Talmage lists as being Orthodox Mormon teachings in his book, The Articles of Faith, which, of course, Roger Olson didn't really seem to like.
Yeah, he doesn't like traditional Mormonism. He likes the new brand that Millett has put a new face on Mormonism. And he goes on and he says, "What I learned from the responses I took seriously is that Mormonism, the belief system of the Latter Saints Church," he doesn't get the name of the church right, he calls it Latter Saints Church.
We'll give him a typo on that one.
"Is diverse and gradually shifting in tone, if not in substance. Many of the comments from lifelong LDS members confirm that Mormon beliefs traditionally considered radically contrary to Orthodox Christianity are gradually being pushed into the background in a more Christian face, i.e., more consistent with Orthodox Christianity, is emerging. None of that means, as many point out, that there is any official denials of traditional Mormon beliefs on the part of LDS leaders. It only means, I take it, that LDS leaders are letting some beliefs go dormant."
Well, I think we've been saying that too, but I think what Dr. Olson really misses in this whole issue is no Mormon leader is going to say what he says in this paragraph. They are not going to echo what he thinks are LDS members who are saying that traditional Mormon beliefs are being pushed into the background and a quote-unquote more Christian face is emerging. No Mormon leader would say that. They would never say that. Now, a BYU professor might say that, but they don't have as much to lose as a Mormon leader out of Salt Lake City. And Mormon leaders don't give that impression. They will never say that they are coming in our direction, even though Dr. Olson seems to think they might be. There may be some that look like they're coming in our direction, but that's not the point of our existence here at Mormonism Research Ministry. Our job is not to expound on what individual Mormons might think Mormonism is right now. It's not that we won't comment on this occasionally, but our job is to try to educate the Christian body on what the Mormon leadership wants the Mormon people to believe. Now, we are smart enough to know that not all Mormons believe this, but we will try very hard to make a clear distinction between the two. This is where I think it becomes very fuzzy with guys like Roger Olson.
And this is why we teach people, never tell a Mormon what he believes. Listen to what he has to say. And if it disagrees with the Mormon church, you can say, well, that differs from what your leaders have taught. Mormonism may differ from what individuals may believe.
He says that few who are aware of Robert Millett's and other BYU Mormon teachers' reinterpretations of Mormonism deny that he or they are reinterpreting the Mormon faith in a way that makes it more acceptable to evangelical Christians. Now, that's an interesting admission. It seems to go against the grain of what was said earlier. But I would say that probably a lot of very traditional Mormons, and there are a lot of them out there, we talk to them all the time, they don't like that idea that you're insisting that they are coming in our direction. He goes on to ask the question, what does that mean?
What does that mean? To me, it means that it is now easier for Orthodox Christians, Eastern Orthodox, Roman Catholic, mainline, and evangelical Protestants, to imagine that some Mormons actually are Christians, even if their church is not yet Orthodox enough to be considered part of the family of Christian churches. It is also easier to hopefully imagine that someday the LDS Church, like the worldwide Church of God, will embrace the essentials of Orthodox Christianity.
Let me just address that very quickly. Okay, we have even said that there are probably some members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who are saved individuals, who are trusting in Christ alone for their salvation, the forgiveness of their sins. We have even talked to some Mormons that seem to get it right on some of the issues when it comes to the person of Christ. Why is that? If we believe that there is a Latter-day Saint who is, in our opinion, to be a forgiven Latter-day Saint, it's probably not because of his belief in Mormonism, but despite his belief in Mormonism, or in other words, what he doesn't believe about Mormonism. We've come across Mormons like that who don't seem to agree with a lot of the core beliefs of Mormonism. We're not going to say that that person isn't a Christian because they still happen to belong to the Mormon Church, but certainly we would feel much more comfortable in letting them explain to us what they believe about Jesus. What do they believe about the Godhead? What do they believe about salvation by grace through faith? If they can answer these questions in accordance to what the New Testament says, well, of course it would be wrong for us to say that they are not Christians. But to say that somehow the Mormon Church is moving as a whole in our direction, we're not seeing this. We're just not seeing this. But he goes on to say, he goes on to give a long list of things that would make him feel good about whether or not a professing Mormon is Christian. And again, we would probably believe with the list that Dr. Olson gives in this piece, but we would also say with a word of caution, make sure that the Mormon is defining what he means when he uses the terms that you are using. Because when Dr. Olson says that they need to believe in Jesus Christ is God and Savior, does that mean their personal Savior, or is that just a title? That God is one transcendent, eternal, omnipotent being? Well, for one, Mormons don't believe that their God is really all that transcendent. He's a big one of them. He's just had a bigger head start. He's not eternally God, though he may be an eternal being. He can't be omnipotent in the fact that he's more powerful than the gods that preceded him, nor do they believe that he exists as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but then being one God. Mormons traditionally don't believe that. So again, we would need to define the terms, and if they meet those terms, then certainly we would feel comfortable in saying that they could be Christian. The question then we would have to say, though, to that individual is, why do you want to stay in the Mormon Church and have to defend all the baggage that comes with it?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.